Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Good afternoon.
And we also have Sam Forbes. Sam's a clinical nutritionist. He also manages our downtown store.
Thanks, Arnie. It's great to be here, as always.
And we have a special guest with us. He's an author. He wrote a book called Herbal Prescriptions for Health and Healing. He's a naturopath. He's an herbalist, of course. He's a teacher. And he's a consultant for a couple different vitamin companies. Dr. Donald Brown, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Arnie, it's a pleasure to be here. Sam, Dr. Podell, nice to be here.
And Dr. Brown is here today representing Nature's Way, one of the companies that we sell some of their nice herbal and vitamin products. And we're going to be talking about a couple of their supplements specifically. One is called citronol, and we've spoken about citronol a couple of times. We've recommended it, you know, when people called in asking about cholesterol. But now we're going to find out really how, Dr. Brown, tell us how citronol works.
Well, citronol is a unique combination. It's a standardized to a group of compounds called polymethoxylated flavones. It sounds very fancy. Basically, they're a unique form of a flavonoid that's extracted from citrus peel. It's combined together with tocotrienols, which I'm sure you've talked about on the show. They're in the vitamin E family. And together, these actually work to lower cholesterol. One of the very interesting things that this combination does is to also interfere with the pathway that builds up LDL cholesterol, or low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol in the body. And a clinical trial that's just been completed, it's actually soon to be published, demonstrates in a placebo-controlled trial that it does this very effectively and at a very low dose. So one of the things that I like about citronol and comparing it to some of the other natural substances that are available for lowering cholesterol is that it's a fairly low dose substance. Many things you have to take several grams a day to get an effect, and this is actually 300 milligrams a day.
So I know the citronol product that Nature's Way puts out is 150 milligram capsule, and it says one capsule twice a day. But that's the dosage that they have been using in the trial?
That is in the three trials that have been done, two small trials and then the large trial with 120 people, that was the dose that was actually used and has been shown to be effective.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How much cholesterol lowering do we get with this?
We're looking at a fairly modest effect. I think it's important, and Dr. Podell, you're aware of this, that many people now with the new guidelines for cholesterol being lowered down to 200 or below are being kind of steered towards statin therapies. And if you look at something like Lipitor, which has, 40%, 35%, 40%, along with that comes some side effects. When we go into the natural medicine arena, we're really looking at a more modest lowering effect. So we're looking at about 25% total cholesterol, 20 to 25% with LDL cholesterol as well. So that's the levels that
That's not bad. And HDL?
HDL, actually, interestingly with HDL, one of the things that I recommend with citronol is that people use something along with it to raise HDL. The rise in HDL is fairly modest with this particular supplement. Niacin, sometimes with people that can tolerate, is a nice way to raise HDL. Fish oil sometimes as well.
Are there any toxicities shown for citronol?
One of the things that I really like about this particular product is that before the human clinical trial started, they did a lot of different safety studies, dose response studies in both animals and humans to see if there was any side effects, and no side effects were noted at
what
all.
What if somebody's already on medication? Can they, cholesterol medication? Can they take the citronol? Or?
Well, anecdotally, and I'm not an anecdotal guy. I usually like data to back it up. Anecdotally, there have been a number of case reports of people using it along with some of the statin-type drugs like Lipitor. I don't recommend that unless a person interacts with a pharmacist, say a Wilner chemist or a place like that, to say, hey, I'm on a statin, what do you think? And that their physician is you know, checking them regularly. So far, we don't notice anything, any interference with the activity of a statin. Or
one more, how long does it take to work? How long does will they see results?
Typically, what we like to in any cholesterol-lowering regime, I'm sure Dr. Podell would agree with this, is we really like to look at about 3 months of continuous use and then test to see if it's working. So I'd say usually 3 months of continuous use to see if it's working.
I'm getting a little confused here, Don. How do you spell it? Because I'm looking up on the search engines and I'm not finding it.
Yeah, it's called Citronol is the trade name. It's Citrinol. And it's a fairly new substance that's not showing up on PubMed because the clinical trial has yet to be published.
Yeah, I'm getting citronella for lemongrass.
But you will find it on Google. Dr.
No, that's where I've been looking. Yes,
really.
I spelled it wrong.
Oh.
That's why I'm getting lemongrass.
I see. All right. Well,
you might find it under polymethoxylated.
If he couldn't spell citronol, you think he's going to spell polymethoxylated?
Well, the listeners need to know how to spell it. Let's have it again.
Citrinol. And Nature's Way makes it a few different ways. Matter of fact, that's the commercial that we do. For Nature's Way talks about the different citronol products that you have. You know, the one with you have one with CoQ10, you have it with fish oil, and you have it with phytosterols.
With phytosterols as well, right.
Okay, so now, phytosterols, that's another substance that works to help lower cholesterol. How do the phytosterols do that?
Right. It's important to keep in mind that most people who have high cholesterol have high cholesterol because they're building it up inside their body. In other words, their body is producing too much. It really oftentimes doesn't have much to do with diet. The lesser cause of high cholesterol is diet, where people are absorbing cholesterol. Phytosterols actually work to block that part of it. So what you have with the citronol phytosterol combination is a two-pronged attack, where you have something, in the case of citronol, that's affecting that endogenous or within the body production of cholesterol, and then you have the phytosterols that are blocking the dietary cholesterol.
Yeah. Do you have any suggestions for people come in, they don't know which one to choose, so you have two other products. What's the advantages of one with Q10 or one with fish oils?
Well, I think typically with CoQ10, if you have somebody who has had a history of, let's say, a heart attack or weakened heart function, congestive heart failure patients oftentimes do well with CoQ10. The levels that are in the combination product, we would probably want to go a little bit higher with the CoQ10. But CoQ10 is very nice for helping to strengthen heart function. The fish oil combination is going to do a nice complement with regards to the triglycerides, which are another form of fat in the blood that needs to be lowered. And then finally, as we mentioned with the phytosterols, blocking that dietary. So it really depends on how a person wants to approach it with regards to picking the product.
Okay. We're going to pause for a short break, and when we come back, we'll begin taking your phone calls. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. You know, in addition to, being a consultant for Nature's Way. Dr. Brown is also a wonderful herbalist. So any of you have questions about herbs that you know, you've been thinking about, by all means, bring it on. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Among the benefits of green tea is that it may protect against various types of cancer. Just recently, a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine showed that tea may lower the risk of ovarian cancer. There are other possible benefits of green tea: Alzheimer's disease, uterine fibroids, autoimmune disease, diabetes, cataracts, the list goes on and on. And one of the popular ways to enjoy the benefit of green tea is to use a liquid concentrate. Just add a dropper full to hot or cold water, almost any beverage, and you have a great-tasting, healthy drink.
That's right, Arnie, and Nature's Answer has an excellent standardized alcohol-free green tea liquid concentrate, and they call it Super Green Tea. It's naturally low in caffeine and high in EGCG and polyphenols. In fact, it's standardized to contain 30% EGCG and 90% polyphenols.
Well, you've heard ads on the radio for other products, but this may be the best deal ever, as it's now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list, meaning a 2-ounce bottle costs only $18.89. That's less than 2 1-ounce bottles of the less potent green tea products sold elsewhere. Nature's Answer Super Green Tea Concentrate 2-ounce liquid, now on sale at Wilner Chemists for only $18.89. What a deal. In fact, the entire Nature's Answer line of herbal supplements is on sale at Wilner's at 30% off list price.
Okay, well, you know, there are certain supplements that continue to gain support and credibility through ongoing research, and CoQ10 is one of those supplements. Its value and popularity continues to grow, where several years ago we were talking about 10 to 30 milligram dosages. Well, today we talk about 10 times that amount. But it can get expensive, and that's why you should pay a special attention when an opportunity for big savings on CoQ10 comes along. Here is such an opportunity. Doctor's Best is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at half price. That means that Doctor's Best high absorption CoQ10 in the 100, 200, and even the 400 milligram potencies, the 60 veggie cap size, are on sale at half price. So if you take high potency CoQ10 or you want to take high potency CoQ10, here's a great opportunity to save some money. Doctor's Best high absorption CoQ10, 100, 200, and 400 milligram potencies are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at half price.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And let me give you folks the number once again. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Dr. Brown, one of the other interesting products that Nature's Way produces is a probiotic product, and it's known as Lactobacillus reuteri. Now, we all know about Lactobacillus acidophilus and bifidus, and why do we need a reuteri?
Well, rotary is interestingly one of the organisms that's resident to the human GI tract, and it was discovered by a researcher in North Carolina, University of North Carolina, and a Swedish company actually started studying the organism and has funded a number of clinical trials. It's an interesting organism because it's very hardy, and one of the things that we like, people like Dr. Podell and I, when we recommend probiotics, is something that we know will actually set up house in the GI tract when we give it to somebody orally. And this particular product has been studied not only for its wellness purposes, very interesting study in daycare settings, for instance, giving it to children and finding that there was less need for antibiotics, the children got sick less, and then an adult study which actually showed something similar where adults in a workplace took it for a year and actually had less days called in sick. So we have a wellness model. We also have it in the illness area, too, where it's been studied extensively for infectious diarrhea in children, shortening the duration of their illness, and also very interesting work, I think, is in the area of eczema in children. Children with eczema not only finding that their symptoms improve by just using a probiotic, but also some of the GI symptoms that children oftentimes get with eczema, which is an allergic disease. Oftentimes a diet can trigger it, were also improved while they were taking the rotary product. So it's a very, very interesting organism. A lot of clinical studies on it.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I just looked up on the PubMed database. There was a very recent article with Lactobacillus rotary from Sweden where they took an industrial setting and they gave half the workers the Lactobacillus rotary and half placebo. And the number of sick days in the group that was treated with the Lactobacillus was less than half. There's a number of sick days in the placebo group, and that's extremely impressive. And I don't know anything else that's that powerful. So it would be nice if that were reproduced. But you know, it was a fairly large study in a good journal, and so we've got to give it some credit. Now, would any other lactobacillus do as well?
It's possible. One of the things that I like about this particular organism, Dr. Podell, is that over the last few years, there's been a big pushback in mainstream medicine towards probiotic products because of concerns about some of what there's the term, it's a technical term called translocation. In other words, in some people who might be susceptible to it, these organisms crossing through the GI tract into the bloodstream, where then they actually become dangerous. And the thing I like about rotarize is that it not only combines successful clinical trials, which have been shown in other organisms as well, but it also has very, very good safety data, not only in healthy people, but also in people who are unhealthy, such as immunocompromised people, HIV, AIDS patients.
Yeah, I guess the question I have there is, let's say if you had someone with AIDS, and so they have a weakened immune system, they've got a zillion of their own lactobacillus. Should a lactobacillus supplement be any more dangerous than your own?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, where we've seen problems with translocation has been in people who have undergone extensive chemotherapy or very, very ill with cancer, and in HIV and AIDS patients where it's been supplemented. There's been a few cases with Lactobacillus GG. Saccharomyces boulardii is another organism that's also commonly recommended. We've seen some problems there, and so it's on the radar screen. It's very possible that perhaps a person's own organisms may also cause problems as well. But in supplementing at the high dosages that we do with probiotics, where we're looking at 100,000 to well over a billion organisms that you're taking in one type, it does give us some data over time to kind of look at whether this might be potentially something that causes problems.
Yeah, the one thing I also look in this article, it looks like they use less than a billion organisms per day, whereas we're hearing often now talking about 10, 20 billion organisms being used. Is that because this survives better through the gotten through the stomach? Or
yeah, this is a very interesting organism. One of the things that we know about rotary is that it gets through the stomach very effectively. As a matter of fact, one of the things that's been studied for recently is that it's actually been shown to reduce levels of Helicobacter pylori in the stomach, which is the organism that's associated with ulcers and gastritis. Mm-hmm. So it makes it through successfully. It's an organism that's a very hardy organism, and Consumer Reports recently did this expose on the fact that, you know, a lot of probiotic products were deficient in the amounts that they actually had. What I thought was fascinating about that is that they put this arbitrary number that said, oh, you got to have a billion or more organisms for it to be an effective product. They didn't read the research on Rotari. You could do a simple PubMed search just did. And they didn't do it. They actually use 100,000 organisms, not only in children but also in adults. And it's the number that's been shown through years and years of research, clinical studies, to be effective. So in this case, no, you don't need to use a billion.
Oh, what's the cost per organism? Okay.
Millions of a penny.
Very low. Yes. Okay, just... let me spell Rutari. It's R-E-U-T-E-R-I. Okay, it's available from Nature's Way. We keep it at Wilner Chemist. We keep it in our big refrigerator. And it's Lactobacillus rutari.
Do people have to remember Rutari?
It's actually called Primadophilus is the brand name for Nature's Way. It's Primadophilus rutari.
No, but hasn't Primadophilus been around for a long time?
For a long time, but Rutari is only one of the several products underneath Primadophilus.
It's their Acidophilus umbrella.
You still need to ask for Rotari.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, you'll get Primadophilus, the Acidophilus product by Nature's Way. So,
okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Let's take a phone call. Let's say hello to Betty from Lyndhurst, New Jersey. Hi, Betty.
Hi. I'm calling in reference to a cholesterol problem.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to go up and down. So, right now, I'm not on anything, but you want my numbers?
Sure.
Okay. The cholesterol right now is 304. The HDL is 100. The HDL ratio is 3.0.
Yeah, and what's the LDL?
190. And the triglycerides are 68. And the homocysteine is 5.8. Should I be on a drug, or well, he had given me Lipitor I can't take, so he changed it to Zetia, and then I thought I'd get off that because of the HDL of 100. I thought I would try a diet. So this blood test was taken at 12/23/05.
Well, we're going to answer your question probably mostly after we take a short break. But the Zetia really works by similar to the phytosterols in preventing the absorption of cholesterol. So your numbers indicate to me that you're just making too much cholesterol. That's what your problem is. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll tell you what to do about it. Okay. We have to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, is being brought to you by Daiwa Health, the makers of Picommune 4, for proven powerful immune system support. And we'll be back after these messages. If you're looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Picommune 4. Picommune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylan compound. It's made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Picommune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increasing levels of B and T cells, supports the body's natural production of cytokines. Well, what does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Picommune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Picommune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists. And now let's go to the traffic.
And good afternoon. As we check conditions across the Brooklyn Bridge outbound, we have a collision in the left lane. Very heavy delays coming across the span. Delays of up to 10 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. No access to the New Jersey Turnpike because of construction. Inbound delays of 20 minutes from 1 and 9. 25 minutes inbound to the Lincoln Tunnel and over to the George Washington Bridge with a 10 to 15 minute delay in both directions. A crash on the eastbound Belt Parkway near the Erskine Street overcrossing. A crash in the right lane. Westbound traffic easing from Kennedy Airport to Lefferts Boulevard. Queens North on the Cross Island after Linden Boulevard. We have an accident blocking the left lane. And this report is sponsored by Orbitz. It's your time to Viva Las Vegas with Orbitz.com. For a limited time, Vegas is on sale. Ante up and book your Vegas vacation with Orbitz and go. I'm Tom Rogers, WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You know, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection. We all know that diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. Well, the new product from Gerald Formulas called BroccoMax, it contains a standardized concentrate called SGS, also known as sulforaphane glucosinolate, is extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, which is a highly reactive antioxidant. And in extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of what's called phase 2 detoxifying enzymes, and it's a protector of DNA. Now, each BroccoMax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking just one capsule of Jarrell's BroccoMax daily. BroccoMax from Jarrell Formulas is available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And before we get back to the phones, a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner's. Our spring sale started with discounts on entire lines of popular supplements up to 50% off list price. Here's some examples. Doctor's Best is 50% off list. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, they're 35% off list. Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Nature's Way, many other lines, they're at 30% off list. If you're not already on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Of course, you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com. The site also gives a full list of the sale items as well.
And don't forget to spell Wilner with two L's, W-I-L-L-N-E-R.com. Of course, I think the best choice would be to come down to either one of our two stores and pick up a sale flyer or catalog. Our Midtown location is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We're near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. We're Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
We sure are. Okay, Betty, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Okay. So your profile indicates that you're definitely making a lot of, your body's making a lot of cholesterol. And Dr. Brown, is this somewhere that, is this something that citronol could help?
Yeah, I think citronol would be an interesting choice for you, Betty. And again, probably looking at about 3 months of use to see if it lowers that cholesterol and LDL cholesterol effectively. I notice on the profile here that also says that you are pre-diabetic, which we sometimes refer to now as Syndrome X or metabolic syndrome. Interesting secondary finding in one of the citronol studies was that one of the things that it also did was to improve the ability of people's ability to metabolize glucose and their glucose control in using citronol over time as well. So I think it would be a very interesting starting point. And I know I would ask Dr. Podell to chime in here, but one of the big things, too, I think we oftentimes lose sight of We look at driving cholesterol levels down, looking at driving LDL cholesterol levels down. One of the huge benefits of supplementation is also what I like to call cholesterol health. People don't think of those two things synonymously, but we look at using things to adjunctively to also to help make the cholesterol in the body more healthy that you are producing.
Yeah. Well, Betty, I want to know first, how old are you?
79.
Okay. And
the HDL is so high, isn't it?
Well, see, that's what I was getting at. Your profile is actually not bad. Your HDL was what again?
100.
100. Okay. So that's highly protected. Your LDL is 190, and you'd like that down under 130 or under 100. So that's high. Mm-hmm. When you put the two together, mm-hmm. it may or may not make sense to treat. And the trick would be to determine whether or not you have a lot of coronary disease or you don't. Yeah. And that's something that has to be highly individualized. That's a medical issue. But if you were had a normal stress test and a normal cardiogram, didn't have chest pain and so on, and depending on other parameters that only your doctor will know, one might say you wouldn't need the statins. The citronol might well be a good way. On the other hand, let's say if you were having angina and your coronary arteries we knew were largely blocked, then for sure you'd want to add the statins because we know they work. They have side effects, but they do prevent heart attacks.
Well, I just had an aortic aneurysm, and it's fine, and a peripheral artery arterial disease, and that was good.
Well, then they probably did coronary arteriogram to see what your coronaries look like.
Carotid artery?
No, not the carotid. If they looked at the aorta, well, this is actually a question for your doctor. What does he really think your risk of heart disease is? If it's low, then I wouldn't use medicines. If it's high, I would use medicines. Either way, the citronol makes sense to add on, I think.
Citronol?
Yes.
S-Y-T-R-I-N-O-L.
That would be for the LDL?
Yeah.
Yes.
LDL and total cholesterol.
Well, I went to a medical nutritionist, and he doesn't think I should be on anything because of the HDL, and I go to the gym 4 times a week. So
okay.
I do, okay. You know.
As I well, say, this is something to be individualized with your doctor.
Right. That's right.
If you're at low risk, you don't need medicines. If you're at high risk, if your coronary is at high risk, then you do need medicines.
What about the sugar, did you say, glycemic control is what I'm on now.
Is that the name of a vitamin formula?
A vitamin as opposed to metformin, that's a generic.
Yeah, no, if it's working for you, great. That's wonderful.
I'll have to take another test. Well, are they comparable?
No.
They're not.
Well, you're not telling us what's in the other products.
Well, metformin is 500 milligrams.
No,
the other one's a vitamin.
Right.
Betty?
Metformin lowers sugar, but it also has some side effects, and you don't want to use that if there's liver disease or kidney disease. And again, those are questions to be individualized and hashed out with your doctor. Depends how bad the sugar is.
Okay, thanks for the call, Betty. And 79 years old, and sounds great, and goes to the gym.
4 times a week.
Goes to the gym, and
I actually intuited that from her voice. That's why I asked the question. How old was she?
Yeah. Hey, that's why you're the intern, you're the expert. That's right.
Right.
Okay. Hello to Patricia from Stamford, Connecticut.
Yes, thank you. I enjoy your program so very much. Could you tell me, please, what do you think of the report regarding high homocysteine levels do not affect the heart?
Okay.
That just came out a few weeks ago.
That isn't exactly what it said. What it said was that lowering high homocysteine levels seem not to be protective of the heart. And that's a great disappointment because I think we expected that it would be. High homocysteine is still predictive of a higher heart disease risk. But we don't understand the mechanism. We don't know if that's cause or effect. What we thought was that by adding folic acid, B12 and B6, and lowering homocysteine, therefore you'd get less heart disease. But there are 2 studies in the New England Journal of Medicine just in the last few weeks which found that it didn't. And there were a couple of other studies with stroke and so on that also found that it didn't. So therefore, we have to suppose that the mechanism of high homocysteine we have wrong. And I remember these were the same things way back in the 60s when the people were saying, don't lower cholesterol. It's an association. It's probably not causal. Turns out it was wrong. It's good to lower cholesterol. We thought it would be good to lower homocysteine, but so far the evidence doesn't back that up.
Oh.
So that doesn't mean that lowering your homocysteine is bad for you. You know,
right.
That's not a proper corollary from that study.
Well, because my homocysteine is 25.
That's okay. High. That's
okay.
Very high.
Now, you're in a kind of a very different range, because the people that they did these studies on probably had homocysteines of 13 or 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. 25, you want to look and see how your kidneys are functioning. For sure, you want to measure your vitamin B12 level and your vitamin and folic acid level. You may have downright outright deficiency of folic acid or B12. That's a totally different setting than the setting that was studied.
Yes, well, I am on folic acid, the prescription of, I take 4 a day of 1 mg,
mm-hmm.
and I also take vitamin B6 and B12. It went from 10 originally up to 18, and then the last report on the blood report was 25. And the folic acid, the doctor said that it doesn't make any difference now. It doesn't seem to be lowering it.
Well, have they measured your vitamin B12 level?
No. How do you do that?
Well,
you have to go to the doctor for that?
Yeah. Basically, it's a blood test. If you're malabsorbing B12 for whatever reason,
yes.
That will drive your homocysteine up.
Oh.
The oral vitamin might or might not get adequately absorbed.
Oh.
So that's one way. Or in other words, you didn't always have this. You went from 10 to 25. Something's changed in your metabolism.
Right.
So they need to figure out what that is.
So you can have a blood test for the vitamin
Vitamin B12 is one way it could happen. Decreased kidney function is another way. And I imagine if we did some research, you'd find 6 other ways. But this is we like to treat people in general with things that we know are good for them, but here you have a specific medical problem that needs analysis.
The other thing that I would think of for Patricia would be to take a different form of folic acid. You know, maybe one of the metabolites, tetrahydrofolic acid.
The one you can't
acid.
Pronounce. Methyl tetrahydrofolic acid, yes.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, methyl. Oh, I've heard of that.
Methyl tetrahydrofolic.
It's a metabolite of folic acid, and it's easier to absorb than the other folic acid. Taking high doses, I don't know that taking high doses of folic acid per se is a great idea.
Yeah.
I would rather that it would be the metabolite form.
What is wrong with taking high doses of these?
Well, because the body may have a specific amount that it's able to convert in any given time.
Yeah. See, folic acid is not the active molecule. It has to be converted to this methyl folic acid. And so if your enzymes that convert it are weak, you may not be able to push the stuff through. And you would do better with the methyl folic acid.
Oh.
On the other hand, you still have to figure out why it's gone up.
Yeah.
And it isn't obvious why it's more than doubled.
Yeah.
Is that methyl folic acid prescription?
No.
Over the counter?
You can get it. I know one company that has it is Metagenics. They call it Folipro.
They may even have a patent on it.
I doubt it. But anyway, so that's another option for you, Patricia. Okay, thanks so much for your call. Alrighty, it's time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, if you'd like to join this exciting discussion, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podale.
Our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And we will be back after these messages. This segment of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Peak Immune 4 for proven powerful immune system support. From Daiwa, Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran mushroom extract complex, immune support from when you really need immune support. Are you one of those people who have a hard time getting a good night's sleep? Do you wake up feeling groggy, tired? Well, Natrol has a product designed just for you. It's called Sleep and Restore. Sleep and Restore promotes normal sleep patterns with a combination of melatonin and valerian. It provides a more restful, deeper sleep, while the powerful antioxidants in the product support your body's natural restoration process, so you sleep well and wake up refreshed and restored. Sleep is a time for natural restorative events, including free radical removal and increased growth hormone activity. Don't shortchange yourself. Use Sleep and Restore to ensure a good night's rest. Natrol Sleep and Restore is a perfect combination for those of you looking for a more restful, deeper sleep. Sleep and Restore is available at Wilner Chemists, along with the entire Natrol product line at discount prices, of course.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
Hello to all my friends on the Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you heard me talk about how NT Factor and Propax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies, and of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and Propax and Healthy Aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can, because it actually repairs the furnace, which of course is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane, and for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer once again with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and Dr. Don Brown, our special guest today. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you to my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements. Okay, and we are taking your phone calls. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And next is Mary, driving her car somewhere in Connecticut. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I am driving, so after I ask my question, I'm going to hang up and just listen to you.
Okay.
I think that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, we don't want you driving.
Right. I've heard a lot of buzz about CoQ10 and Parkinson's disease.
Yep.
I'm wondering if anybody has come up with anything definitive about that.
Oh, yeah.
Does it indeed work the way they expected it to?
Absolutely.
I know there are some studies out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can, all right, Mary, you can hang up now. Okay, the original Parkinson's study that they did probably a couple of years ago was 1,200 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yes. Actually what they did is they compared three doses. There was a placebo group that took nothing. One group took 300 milligrams, one took 600 milligrams, and one took 1,200 milligrams. 18-month study. I think it's important for people out there who are listening who might be interested in this to know that they were people who were newly diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So they were in the early stages of the disease, not more advanced Parkinson's disease. And what they found was over the 18-month period, the only group that had a significant decrease in symptom progression was the 1,200 milligram a day group. Interestingly, if you look at the closely at the study, the 600 milligram a day group did show some trend towards improvement as well, although not as significant as the 1,200. There is a smaller European study that did look at 600 milligrams a day and did find some effect as well. So what the next question that comes up, and the next study is going to hopefully show it, is you know, what is the optimal dose? Unfortunately, the NIH, it's fortunate the NIH has funded the study. Unfortunately, the way that they're going to look at it is they're going to start with the 1,200 as the low dose, and they're actually going to go up even higher, up to like 2,400.
Yeah. I think they're working with 2,400 now.
Yeah, basically you have a couple of studies that are from good places. The first one, I think, is Dr. Beal was at Mass General, and I think he moved now to California someplace, where they did another study. And basically, it seems to be better than placebo. I think it slows the decline. I don't think they actually showed improvement. But you have to understand that all the current Parkinson's drugs are really trying to get a little extra neurotransmitter out in the short run, but don't seem to do anything at all to prevent the destruction of the nerves, whereas the coenzyme Q is presumably preventing future destruction of nerves.
Yeah, and the type of CoQ10 that they did use in the trial was a chewable CoQ10, which is put out through Vitaline enzymatic therapy.
Do they still make it?
The
300 milligram dose?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's a chewable. And do other forms of CoQ10 work? We sure hope so, because a lot of people are taking other forms of CoQ10 as well. But that's what they used, and hopefully this 2,400 milligram trial will show something even more positive than the 1,200 milligram one. Okay, thanks for that call. And next we have June from Brooklyn, my hometown. Hello, June.
Hello, good afternoon. My question is about the two herbs, black cohosh and Vitex. Which one is beneficial to use if one has uterine fibroids?
Uterine fibroids, Dr. Brown.
Well, we don't know if either one is effective, actually. There have been no clinical trials. If I had to pick, and I can tell you that in gynecologists I know and alternative medicine doctors that do women's health, they would have a tendency to pick Vitex because of the fact that Vitex, also known as chasteberry, has an effect on estrogen metabolism in the body. And anecdotally, using it along with some other therapies, that Vitex seems to be the herb that would be most likely to help. And again, we're talking about hit or miss here because there have been no really long-term controlled clinical trials. But in speaking with people like Dr. Tori Hudson out on the West Coast, who does a lot of alternative health with women's health, she has found that Vitex, as part of a package of things, it seems to be fairly effective. So I'd encourage you. She actually has a book out on women's health to look at what her approach to uterine fibroids would be.
And what would the, if I could, what would your approach be?
Vitex is certainly one of the things that we think about, and possibly looking at things like some of the lignans, particularly those that are coming from flax fiber, for instance, may be promising as well. I don't put myself out as an expert in this area. I know it's a very frustrating condition, not only obviously for the patient, but also for many physicians to treat and be successful with. Dr. Padel, do you have anything to?
No, I would trust Dr. Hudson. And
well, I know who has some ideas. Sam Forbes. Sam has a. You've had a nice fibroid protocol that seemed to be helpful.
It's actually a couple of things that seem to be helpful. One of them was introduced to us here on the Wilner Window by another company. Natural Factors has a product called EstroSense, and what I liked about it has some detoxification herbs in it, things like milk thistle and the turmeric. But it also contained interesting substances like calcium deglucurate, which seems intensifies or has an effect on detoxification of estrogens and hormones and things like that. And it's also been associated with breast health as well. And then I think they also put indole-3-carbinols in there, which also has an effect on modulating the hormones in the body. So something like that might be also useful. The other products that seem to be helpful are sort of detoxification regimen that's been that was put together by a company that we carry called Gaia Herbs. It's based on a lot of eclectic herbal historic eclectic type of herbal programs that includes things like something called a female fem restore. It's a fractionus sinothis is the name of the herb. It's a combination of those two herbs, along with a couple of other useful herbs that help with the cleansing and the basically it's a lymphatic stimulants help remove catabolic waste material, and it seems to work. It's a combination of different things. If you like and you're interested in finding out a little bit more about it, a little more detail what the protocol is, you can call me at the Wilner Chemist Downtown store, 212-791-0505.
All right, that's where Sam works, at the downtown store, 212-791-0505. All right, June, thanks for that call. And who's next? Hal from Manhattan.
Yes, hi, thank you. Here's the problem. I have poor circulation in my legs. I've had this problem for about at least 2 years. The area right above the ankles has this color, sort of a purplish color. And at times the ankles swell, but not very often. I've been using, Nature's Way leg veins with true OPCs. And I've added ginkgo biloba. I've been using this for months and months and months. Mm. There's been no improvements, and I'm frustrated and impatient. Why is there no improvement, and what can I do in addition to what I've been doing already?
Okay, well, we'll try and see if we can shed a little light on your little problem.
Well, I guess it starts off with diagnosis, which is the doctors are telling you that it's your veins rather than your arteries, rather than, say, the heart not pumping well, rather than your liver, rather than your kidneys? Is that what they're saying?
I believe it's been a while since I've seen the cardiologist. I believe they said it was the veins, just poor circulation.
Okay. Okay, let's assume for the moment it is. And the reason I went through that list is because there are many things that contribute to the swelling. The swelling, in turn, can contribute to the change of the skin. And they're all treated differently. So then I'm going to punt back to Arnie, because basically the kinds of things he's using are appropriate to help the veins, but,
yeah,
you know, they're not magic either.
No.
So the question is, what more can he do venous-wise?
Yeah, I'm a big fan, Hal, of, I would suggest maybe going off of the True Vein product, which, by the way, the studies on the OPCs from grapeseed or from pycnogenol are fairly good at about 300 milligrams a day. The one that I really like in the herbal arena is horse chestnut extract. I think it has the best studies on people with what's known as chronic venous insufficiency, in other words, people having problems with getting blood back from the extremities to the heart. It's lesser in the area of varicose veins.
What's the Nature's Way product called?
It's in the purple line. It's a horse chestnut seed extract.
Horse chestnut seed extract.
Standardized.
Okay. Standardized. Okay, Hal, thanks so much for that call. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, this is a two-hour show, folks. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we will get to you at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Until then, listen to the news, and then listen to the Wilner Window. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And we have a special guest in the studio, Dr. Donald Brown. Dr. Brown is a naturopath. He's an author. He's an herbalist. He's a teacher. And we're having a nice discussion about cholesterol and a product called citronol and some probiotics, one called Acidophilus reuteri. And, you know, the announcer said, you know, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer. Well, Don isn't here today. He's in Houston, Texas with his son, Josh. They're looking for an apartment. Josh is going to Baylor University, studying, hopefully going on for his Ph.D. degree in molecular biology. And this is a little kid. He used to be a little kid when we bought, you know, when we bought the store back in 1992. He used to come in and help wash the shelves and take the dust off the bottles. And now he's studying molecular biology. How do you like that?
Incredible.
Yeah, I know. Anyway,
well, if that doesn't work out, he can always, you know,
that's right.
Come
he can
back
go
to
back
Wilner's.
To dusting shelves in case he doesn't like, unless he doesn't like Baylor. That's right. Anyway, this show is about nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and we take your questions. So if you have any questions about any of those things, herbs, vitamins, minerals, anything related to that, give us a call. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, that said, let's say hello to Kyle from Yonkers.
Thank you for taking my call. And before I ask my question, I just wanted to make a comment. I did not read that New England Journal on homocysteine, mm-hmm. lowering homocysteine. But I suspect that the dosages that they used of folic acid were like 400 micrograms, which is absolutely nothing. You have to use a prescription dose of about 20 grams.
Well, actually, you don't really need that much, Kyle. But what they said was it did lower homocysteine, so that the folic acid, the B12, the B6, it did lower the homocysteine, but it didn't seem to lower the incidence of the heart disease problems. That's
well,
what they said.
Yeah, the heart disease problems were probably there to begin with. But yeah. I also read a study that was done by 12 physicians. This regarded angioplast. And they found that when B vitamins were given, no restenosis appeared. So that means that the B vitamins are actively doing something.
Yeah, well, once that's... the study just was a little bit... it included a lot of people, so...
Yeah, the studies were valid studies for the kinds of things we do. I think they lowered homocysteine by 30% or something like that.
Yeah, they lowered
it. It didn't work. And we have absolutely no experience with safety or effectiveness of 20-gram doses of folic acid. Then you're just speculating, jumping in with molecules that have never been really assessed in any way.
Anyway, Kyle, tell me what your question is.
My question concerns, I know what CoQ10 is,
mm-hmm.
all right? But what is CoQ10, and what is it used for?
I don't know that I'm familiar with CoQ10. So, Sam.
Coenzyme A, isn't that a metabolite in the Krebs cycle, energy
yes.
metabolism?
It converts that is, but it's not fats. It's not a Q.
It's no. Coenzyme A. Is,
Let's yes. have a Q and A. All right.
And somebody's making it available as a supplement. I don't know if there's really any value of it. Pantothenic acid or pantothene is a precursor to coenzyme A, but you know, whether it's useful as a supplement, I don't know.
Is energy in the cells?
It's energy metabolism. It's part of the energy metabolism where it converts fats into energy.
Yeah, it's not really coenzyme A that they're selling. I guess they're selling a precursor and
probably
claiming that it increases the activity. And I don't know if
probably
have any
it's probably
data
a,
on that
it's
or
probably
not.
A pantothene.
Yeah,
I see. Okay, well, I thank you guys very much, but I do believe that the B vitamins are of value with
absolutely. So so do we.
The word is not, you know.
Thanks a lot for that call, Kyle.
Thank you.
All righty. And next we have Jacqueline from Brooklyn.
Hi. I have a question about the difference in a herb called nettle root.
Mm-hmm.
I actually use the nettles for decongestant with my allergies. And I know one type of nettles is standardized nettle extract that contains 1% silicic acid. And of powdered root. Another type is just the nettle root. Is one more effective than the other?
Okay, I'm going to turn this over to Dr. Brown, but first there are two parts of the nettle plant that used. One is the leaf and one is the root. And Dr. Brown, take it from there.
Jacqueline, I'm going to make it real easy for you. You need to use the leaf because you're using it for allergies. That's the one study that's been done, particularly a large study, but one study that's been done that looked at people who were hay fever sufferers, and they found that nettle root was actually effective. It was a freeze-dried nettle root in decreasing their symptoms. Nettle root is actually used as a treatment for men's prostate enlargement, benign prostatic hyperplasia is what it's called, and there's actually a few studies on nettle root by itself. Probably the better studies are actually a standardized extract of saw palmetto and nettle root combined to actually decrease the symptoms associated with men's prostate exams. And listening to your voice, you don't sound like somebody that's a concern for.
No, not yet.
Okay, so Jacqueline, Dr. Brown, Jacqueline, you say, needs a nettle leaf product.
Nettle leaf product, and the one, again, that was studied was a freeze-dried nettle leaf product.
Okay, so the root, regardless of the two types that I'm seeing offered here, neither would be adequate for my needs?
A root is not going to give you any benefit at all for allergies.
It's the leaf.
It's the leaf,
okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for that call, Jacqueline.
Well, it is allergy season here, so Jacqueline was, I'm glad she brought it up, because we do get a lot of allergy sufferers. It's a bad year, by the way, and
yeah.
I do recommend nettle. It does work. It seems to help a lot. Quercetin as well seems to be useful. There are a couple of nettle quercetin products also available.
Yeah, so you have that combined with some probably a decent dose of vitamin C.
People forget about vitamin C.
Yeah.
You know, histamine is what causes those allergic symptoms. Vitamin C is not a quick antihistamine, but studies that have been shown as low as a gram a day actually show that histamine levels in the blood go down when you take a gram a day of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. So vitamin C is really, I think, central to allergy prevention.
Okay. All righty. You know, it's time for a short break. Our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. We take calls about anything related to nutrition. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Thanks, Arnie. Well, listen, do you suffer from acne, eczema, psoriasis, dandruff, itchy, sensitive skin? Do you wish there was a line of natural, effective skincare products that would help alleviate these problems? Well, here's some good news. We now carry at Wilner Chemists a skincare line of items that may be the answer to your prayers, and they're called Zindet. Now, what makes Zindet products unique is that they contain both Dead Sea minerals and silt. These minerals have a therapeutic action, healing and smoothing skin damaged by eczema, opening pores of skin affected with acne, and closing the mini abrasions of other skin disorders and effectively treating itching and redness. The rich oils in Zindet smooth and heal dry and scaly skin. There are three Zindet products. One is a sensitive skin formula cleansing bar, a hair and body shampoo, and a skin balm. Zindet is spelled Xyndet. It's truly unique. It's made in Germany from Dead Sea minerals from Israel. Zindet contains no animal products. Zindet, for more information, log on to www.wilnerwith2ls.com.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path.
We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
And here's some good news. The entire line of Solgar products now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. You know, pomegranate has long been recognized as a fruit with many benefits to health due to its high antioxidant activity, from ellagic acid, gallic acid, anthocyanins, and tannins. Grape is also a rich source of polyphenols, and blueberry is another antioxidant-rich, anti-aging fruit. Jarrow Formulas has combined these three extracts, pomegranate, grape, and blueberry, into one powerful liquid concentrate. What a great, good-tasting way to get antioxidant protection. And it's good for your heart, lowering LDL, supporting vascular and capillary integrity, and supporting normal vascular contraction. Pomegranate may even lower blood pressure. If you don't want the liquid concentrate, try Jarrow's new PomGuard capsules, a unique blend of fermented pomegranate juice, seed meal, and aqueous extracts of peel and leaf, developed by the renowned pioneer pomegranate researcher Dr. Ephraim Lansky. PomGuard, the fermented pomegranate extract in capsule form, or PomGrate, the pomegranate grape blueberry concentrate in liquid form, from Jarrow Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount price, of course. And, you know, Don always spoke about using the pomegranate, in some margaritas. Well, I wasn't sure about that until I went to dinner with him last week. And sure enough, takes out the bottle of pomegranate, you know, this palm stuff. And we order margaritas, and he pours a little into his, he pours a little into mine. And, you know, I mixed it up with my swizzle stick. And sure enough, it tasted just great. So any of you who had doubts about adding pomegranate to margarita, don't worry. It really gave it a nice little... It had a good flavor without the pomegranate, but pomegranate just added a little bit more of that antioxidant activities.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
All right, welcome back. We're all still here. None of us left, so I'm not going to tell you who we are. Before we get back to the phones, I want to point out that there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional as well as alternative medicine, someone who combined the best of both worlds, someone like, let's see, maybe Dr. Richard Podell. Why don't Dr. Podell, let everybody know about what you do.
Thank you very much, Ernie.
When you're not starring here on the Wilner Window.
Yes. Well, what we're trying to do is we're putting out a philosophy. We're putting out a hermeneutic, if it would, a method of interpretation which says that diseases can be treated through synthetic means and they can be treated through natural means. And it's kind of foolish to ignore the useful parts of either one. So we do an integrative medicine program, which means that, yes, we use standard diagnosis methods, but we also use natural treatments not to kill the bug so much, but to help the body support its own natural healing systems. Because most people, when they get sick, get better. And if those healing systems get stuck, you don't get better. So that in addition to what else you might be doing in a conventional fashion, we're looking at vitamins, we're looking at herbs, we're looking at mind-body and other techniques that will support the body's natural immune defenses, its digestive system, its liver systems, its sleep systems, and so on. And we think that helps make people better. So we're looking at difficult problems like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome and depression and anxiety and chronic headache and irritable bowel and autism and so on. And we're in New Jersey. And people who want to take that approach, please give us a call. We're in Springfield, New Jersey, and in Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. And also drpodell.org, drpodell.org on the web.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Okay, well, let's get back to the phones and say hello to Chuck from Irvington, New Jersey.
How are you today?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thanks. A little background real quick. I'm a cardiac patient. I'm a diabetic, and this past year I was diagnosed with Graves' disease.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go through a thyroid ablation. And while I was not on thyroid hormones, I gained 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's tough to get the weight off. My thyroid results are within normal range. My TSH is a 0.7, and the T4 free is a 0.89. And also there's high BUN and high creatinine. And low HDL.
Okay. And what would you like from us?
Okay, what vitamin supplementation can be used to either help stimulate the body to lose the weight and also to raise the HDL?
Did they destroy his thyroid?
Yes, he did. So you're on what, synthetic thyroid now?
Yes, they put me on levothyroxine.
Okay. This has not really been well studied. There's a lot of people in alternative medicine that would say that you're better off with either an armor thyroid or with adding a synthetic so-called T3, because the active thyroid hormone is not the T4 that's in your synthetic T4, but is T3, and the body has to convert it from T4 to T3. And they argue that some people have difficulty converting. On the other hand, there's not really a lot of strong evidence that supports that point of view. But on the other hand, if you keep your dosing sensible, there's little harm in trying, as long as you don't go too high. That is, to switch or lower the T4 some and add a T3 component. Beyond that, I'm not sure what we do, because we don't really understand why you've gained the weight. And we know that losing weight is a very difficult thing to do. It's important, given the disease conditions you have. But we don't really have a good handle how, and particularly with the cardiac problem, I wouldn't want to resort to the kind of stimulant medicines that are traditionally used in terms of weight control.
Yeah, so, as far as what Dr. Podell said about the T3, T4, there is a combination, Dr. Podell. It's called Thyrolar.
Yes.
Which is a T3, T4. So if you want to mention that to your doctor.
Yeah, that's a synthetic thing, and then the armor thyroid's a natural version.
Yeah, the armor, as far as the low HDL, anything we can recommend for Chuck to try and raise his HDL?
Well, again, if you can tolerate it, niacin is probably the most efficient nutrient that we found to drive it up. Be very careful, though, Chuck, because at the dosages that you might take, it's important that your doctor is monitoring your liver health while you're doing that as well.
Yeah. You'd probably need at least 1,500 milligrams of niacin a day, and at that level, it is possible to cause some liver enzyme changes and a couple of other things that you'd want your doctor to know about. Thanks for the call, Chuck. And next is Eleanor from Old Greenwich, Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. You have a wonderful show. I'm so appreciative of all of you.
Thank you, Eleanor.
I had my cholesterol just done. I've always been like 250 all my life. I'm 74. And this time, okay, I'm 249 total. HDL is 63. I sort of have been going down a bit as I get older. I used to be higher there.
Mm-hmm.
Triglycerides, 91. LDL is 168. That's bad, I know. And my ratio's 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
And they've put me on, I haven't taken it yet because I dearly didn't want to, they've put me on 10 grams a day of
10 milligrams of Lipitor.
Lipitor. And I've been nibbling at half of one of them a day, like five, for about a week. But I'm not happy. I'm not on many medications. I am on thyroid, 75 milligrams a day. That's the only medicine I'm on, and I'm very healthy, very active, still work, and can climb hills and whatnot. And I just don't really want to be on it, but she said I should be.
Okay, this is a variation of the question we had in the first hour. Basically, you have a modestly elevated LDL, which isn't great. You also have a pretty good, above-average HDL, which is very good. The trade-off of whether or not it pays to treat has to be individualized. What's happening now is a kind of a reflex that everybody gets treated with statins. And that's not always correct, but it is sometimes correct. So, for instance, your doctor's making a judgment, and it's not for me to really criticize that because your doctor knows the details. But to the degree that you're at high risk for coronary disease, it makes sense to treat because things like Lipitor and Pravacol and Zocor do reduce the heart attack risk. And they're relatively benign as medicines go if you follow the labs, liver, and so on closely. On the other hand, if you're at relatively low risk for coronary disease, then you're not likely to get it, period, and the Lipitor isn't going to make much difference. But that has to be individualized. Now, ideally, we would have some sort of magic machine that would look at your coronary arteries. And indeed, we're beginning to get such machines that will help you tell if you have plaque or if you don't.
Okay, Eleanor, you can stay on the phone. We can finish talking to you, but we have to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. And we'll be back after these messages.
Medical scientists worldwide are recommending that children eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. Because they're crucial for brain and vision development, children especially need the omega-3 oils provided by Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil. Substantial levels of omega-3 oils from fish support healthy learning. Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil supplies abundant omega-3 oils in each 1/2 teaspoon serving. Kids enjoy its mild lemon flavor. It can also be added to juice. You can give your children Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil with confidence because Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil is tested for potency, purity, and freshness by an independent FDA-registered laboratory and found to be fresh, potent, and free of detectable levels of over 30 contaminants. Ask for Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil in your favorite natural food store today.
And now let's go to Tom Rogers for the traffic.
Good afternoon. Pretty serious wreck in New Jersey to report. Northbound express lanes of 95 after exit 71. That's Broad Avenue in Englewood. All lanes now closed with a serious crash awaiting the arrival of a medevac chopper to remove the injured from this accident. As we check the ride across the Hudson River, we have delays of about 10 minutes inbound to the Lincoln Tunnel, 5 to 10 for the inbound upper and lower decks of the George Washington Bridge. Access once again restored to the Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike out of the outbound Holland Tunnel, but the construction is still there in the westbound direction at exit to 14A. And then the Gobbles Bridge in big trouble. Staten Island bound. It's a crash in the left lane. Just two cash lanes open. Delays of at least 20 minutes getting across. This report sponsored by Mother's Work. What do belly dancing, a mini art gallery, a huge selection of maternity fashion, and massages have in common? Destination Maternity, located at 57th and Madison. I'm Tom Rogers, WOR Traffic.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition's Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Here are some of the companies that use Albion chelated minerals in their supplements: Carlson Labs, Bluebonnet Nutrition, Solgar, Metagenics, Doctor's Best, and Natrol. And if you're looking for a natural way to lower cholesterol levels, look no further than the family of citronol supplements from Nature's Way. Citronol is a special blend of polymethoxylated flavones and tocotrienols that work to reduce the amount of cholesterol produced within the body by your liver. Citronol has been shown in several clinical trials to lower total cholesterol by over 20%, LDL cholesterol by 22%, and triglycerides by 28%. Nature's Way offers several different citronol products. You can get it straight up, 150 milligrams per soft gel. They also offer it in combination with either fish oil, coenzyme Q10, or phytosterols. Choose the formula that's best for you. The pharmacist at Wilner Chemist will be happy to assist you. Citronol from Nature's Way, the natural, healthy way to lower cholesterol and improve heart health. Citronol. And by the way, all Nature's Way supplements are currently on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemist.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And now before we get back to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. One of the most important supplement recommendations for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding is to take a high-quality purified fish oil. A new study provides additional support that babies whose mothers supplement their diets with omega-3 fatty acids exhibit better neurological function. Researchers at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston decided to measure the effects in infants being breastfed by mothers who supplemented their diet with a purified omega-3 fatty acid DHA at a dosage of 200 milligrams daily versus mothers who did not take the supplement. At 30 months, the supplemented group scored higher on the Bayley Psychomotor Development Index. This index measures hand-eye coordination. These results once again stress the importance of taking a high-quality fish oil supplement during pregnancy and lactation.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And, let's see, it's time to let you know about what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. It's our spring sale, and we have discounts on entire lines of popular supplements up to 50% off list price. Here are some examples. Doctor's Best is 50% off list. American Health Source Naturals Rainbow Light, they're 35% off list. Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Nature's Way, and many other lines, they're on sale at 30% off list. If you're not already on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically receive our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106, option number 3, leave your name and address. 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com. The site also gives you a full list of the sale items as well.
Or best choice might be to come down and visit us at either one of our two stores in Manhattan and pick up a sale flyer and catalog. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Sam. And we were talking to Eleanor from Old Greenwich. You still there, Eleanor?
Oh, I am. I won't keep you. I just had one quick thing to add. My cardio is 1.2. That's, I think, good. Yes?
Now, what is that your
CRP?
C-reactive protein 1.2? Yes. Yeah, very good.
Is that anything to do with, like you said, you have to find out if you're at high risk?
Well, it is one factor. Presumably, they've done a stress test, and they've done a cardiogram, and they've taken a history. And with that information, you make an informed judgment, but there's no clear right or wrong as to whether or not where the cutoff is who people should take medicine.
Right.
So what they have to do is talk to you and say, I think this your risk is high, moderate, or low, and the degree of benefit likely to come from medicine is high, moderate, or low, and then you make your judgment.
I see.
Yeah, but you see, Eleanor, here's the point also. You have an aversion to taking Lipitor. Do you not want to take the medicine, or do you not want to take anything?
Oh, yeah. I'm not wild about taking drugs, and if I'm sick as a dog, you know. And so I thought if it... I obviously make cholesterol.
Okay, because that's right. And here's what I'm getting at. You know, we were talking about on this show a product called Citronol.
Right. I wrote it down.
Okay. Now, if you would want to take something like Citronol, by all means, take it, as Dr. Brown mentioned earlier, take it for 3 months, have your cholesterol checked again, and see where you stand.
Right. That's not as strong a drug as Lipitor,
It's not a drug, really. It's you know, it's...
And where do I buy it?
Well, one place I know is called Wilner Chemist.
Yes. Is it prescription, though?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
All you have to do is call up and say, send me Citronol.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye, Eleanor. And next we have, by the way, those of you who are fans of The Heart Show and Dr. Fred Vanini, he's on right after the Wilner Window. He is in the studio with his lovely bodyguard. So now let's say hello to Ernie from the Bronx.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Ernie.
My question is on the Herxheimer reaction, the flu-like symptoms that you get from taking an herb. It's a New Zealand herb. The trademark is Colorex, and the actual herb is Pseudowinterra colorata. It's a standardized... It's a 5-milligram dose.
Okay, and,
and my specific question is,
yeah,
on the... Can you discuss the Herxheimer reaction? And
sure.
And
we can, but you're taking this product Colorex, right? Now, why?
No, I'm not taking it anymore.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
So the reason I'm not taking it because I think it attacks... It not only eliminates the candida, but I think it attacks the friendly flora, attacks everything it can attack.
Yeah, I know Colorex is used as an anti-candida. I'm not familiar with the ingredients at this time.
No, it's only 5-milligram standardized extract, but it's very powerful stuff.
All right, so your question is about the Herxheimer reaction?
In other words, does this herb attack more than the candida? Or is that what happens in the Herxheimer reaction when you get the flu-like symptoms? And also, the doctor of naturopathy said that anise seed will help to eliminate the die-off effect, and plenty of water and gentle hydration.
Well, so look, you're taking this Colorex because you think you have yeast.
No more, I'm not taking
this. So are you having what you think is a Herxheimer's reaction, or are you just not feeling well or something?
No. I don't have no... I'm feeling just fine, perfectly fine.
So
now,
why are you calling? No. Okay.
All right. So
I'm using lemongrass tea, you know.
That's good. All right. So the let's just tell everybody what the Herxheimer reaction is. Go ahead, doctor.
Okay. Herxheimer was a guy, okay, and what he described is when you...
How do you know it wasn't a she?
Maybe
it was a she.
In those days,
maybe it was
people
Mrs. Herxheimer.
Who did things like this were always guys.
Okay.
Right, and so he described, I don't know if it was syphilis or whatever, that you give an antibiotic and there's a die-off reaction as you break down the organisms. And so that's a genuine phenomenon. It'll usually occur within the first few days. Now, that term is being used loosely now to describe what they think are die-off reactions, say to candida yeast or to Lyme disease and so on. I'm not sure how well documented it is that that's really what's going on. But the Herxheimers do occur, and they're not a bad thing. On the other hand, you want to be real sure that you're getting a Herxheimer reaction, which shouldn't last more than a couple of days, versus an allergic reaction, which will also might not last more than a couple of days, but can get you very, very sick in a couple of days.
Or you're not getting sick.
They recommended a anise seed to help minimize the die-off. But I don't... And the anise seed tends to give you dry mouth. So I use lemongrass tea, which doesn't has no side effects.
Good. Thanks for that information, Ernie. Thanks for calling. And next we have Christine from Lincoln Park, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for a wonderful show.
You're welcome.
Is it safe to take vitamin E and vitamin C while you're on Coumadin?
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, vitamin C, yes. Vitamin E has a little bit of blood-thinning effect of its own. It doesn't really work... Well, actually, if you looked up Coumadin, I'm not sure if it has any effect on the Coumadin or not, but... It might. I seem to remember that's one of the ones that might sometimes increase it and sometimes decrease it. Bottom line is, anytime you start anything new when you're on Coumadin, you have to recheck the prothrombin time, let's say within a couple of weeks later, because it's somewhat unpredictable which things will react with the Coumadin because they haven't all been studied. Now, some things like antibiotics we know are going to affect the Coumadin. But other things we're not sure, so you always want to recheck it. And then if there's a little adjustment of the Coumadin to be done, that's okay. It's just that you can't stop and start things because then you're bouncing up and down all over the place.
There's a book that I have on my desk right now. It's called The A to Z Guide to Drug-Herb-Vitamin Interactions, which, by the way, our guest, Dr. Don Brown, helped to write. It's put out through a company called Health Notes. And what they say under warfarin, by the way, Dr. Podell, is very interesting. They say, you mentioned vitamin C, but they say that it's a possibility of a reduced drug absorption if you're taking vitamin C with the Coumadin.
I mean, at the same time?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Okay.
I
would actually support that. I've actually seen a couple of studies that are suggestive of taking them together at the same time. Taking them apart, you know, by a few hours would probably be fine. Christine, what dose of vitamin E are you taking right now?
Well, I'm taking a vitamin E that's in my favorite multi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking quite high doses of Coumadin.
Okay, so
7 and 8 milligrams a day.
But you've been taking the multivitamin for a while now. You said it was your favorite?
Yes, my favorite multivitamin is Natrol.
Okay, and how long ago did you start the Coumadin?
I've been taking Coumadin maybe about 6 months or 7 months.
Mm-hmm. And I'm certain that your doctor's been testing your bleeding time between that. I wouldn't be overly concerned at this point. The big ones on the radar screen that listeners need to be aware of are some of the herbal products like garlic and ginger, which have a definite blood thinning effect, and those can definitely combine with Coumadin to create a higher risk of spontaneous or dangerous bleeding type events. So you need to be careful with those. Those are the ones that are like, you know, really on your checkoff list you need to be really careful of. But vitamin E and a multivitamin, very, very rare that it would probably cause much of a problem.
See, here's the irony. Your doctor's already made the adjustment with this vitamin in place. So the thing... to be wary of is not taking the vitamin, but if you were to stop the vitamin, and if it were having an effect, you're going to see it when you stop it. Okay, so whenever you stop or start anything new, you got to repeat the prothrombin time to make sure it hasn't affected anything.
Okay, thanks.
One more question. You mentioned antibiotics. If you go to a dentist, I have to use antibiotics. Would that mean that it would affect the Coumadin or... How does that work?
Yeah, it would. Now, when you go to the dentist, you're only going to be taking one or two doses, so it may not be a lot. But ask your doctor about it, because for sure, antibiotics disrupt the production of vitamin K, which is what the Coumadin works on as well.
Okay, thanks for that call, Christine. Just another sidelight on the vitamin E thing, reading once again from the Health Notes. They say 100 to 400 units of vitamin E per day did not induce a clinical bleeding state. And they also say that this business with Coumadin and vitamin E was based on a 1974 incident where someone was taking 1,200 units of vitamin E per day. So they're pretty cool on the vitamin E Coumadin business. Alrighty, it's time for another short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good tasting, high potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. Okay, this is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Don Brown, and we'll be back after these messages.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it can do for you. See for yourself. Check out the studies on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Do you ever wake up ready for the day, but your joints would rather stay in bed? Well, your day just got more flexible thanks to new Celadrin Joint Cream from Home Health. Natural Celadrin Joint Cream takes its name from Celadrin, the hottest new clinically proven ingredient on the market today. Don't let its light peppermint scent fool you. This breakthrough joint cream formula contains 7.5% natural Celadrin, the amount clinically shown to deliver beneficial effects in a clinical trial published in the prestigious Journal of Rheumatology. And natural Celadrin Joint Cream from Home Health is 100% paraben-free, non-greasy, and quick-absorbing, so you can apply it anytime, anywhere. So don't leave it up to your joints to decide what you can do with your day. Get natural Celadrin Joint Cream from Home Health and get your day back. Look for natural Celadrin Joint Cream from Home Health at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. You know me from the Heart Show here on WLR. There is now an extraordinary line of nutraceutical beverages called Living Tonics from Sigma Tau. This company specializes in improving mitochondrial and cellular energy. There are three new formulas: In Touch to optimize energy production and increase stamina, Resveracon for heart health, and Zen Brew for brain cognition and memory support. These delicious drinks include 21st century nutrients, liposomal CoQ10, amino carnitines, D-ribose, resveratrol, and polyphenols to support brain and heart health and enhance energy. The Living Tonics drinks have been formulated in a base of green and black tea and have a superb antioxidant potency. These functional drinks not only will quench thirst, but provide substantial health support. Look for Living Tonics functional drinks in the blue and white display at Wilner's and other fine stores. Learn more on the web at livingtonics.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Don Brown. And we're here taking your phone calls. And let's say hello to Al from my old hometown of Port Washington, Long Island.
Yes, hello, Arnie. A question for Dr. Brown. Could he comment on the benefits, possible benefits of intestinal flora products containing soil organisms? I don't know if Nature's Way makes them. Make such a product, but others do.
Yeah, Al, it's a good question. First of all, Nature's Way does not, because we've actually analyzed these products that are supposedly beneficial and that supposedly have probiotic organisms and have found that they contain nothing that we deem would be beneficial for human health. And so the basic definition of a probiotic doesn't include things that come from the soil. It actually are things that are either indigenous or inside of our GI tracts or dairy-based organisms that have also been derived. You have to remember that the origin of the whole probiotic term came back from looking at people in Bulgaria. Dr. Metchnikoff was observing them and noticed that they were eating more food that was actually like yogurt and that sort of thing, and that their health was better. And so he started looking at organisms, discovered Lactobacillus acidophilus. So the whole soil-based phenomenon is really kind of anti-probiotic. It really has nothing to do with the probiotic studies, research that's been done. A lot of criticism right now towards these particular supplements and the fact that they really aren't adding any benefit when people use them on a regular basis.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah, we're at Wilner's, you know, we do carry products that are supposedly soil-based organisms, but we don't recommend them.
Mm.
So.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, Al. Thanks for the call. And next is Ronald from Brooklyn.
Thank you. I heard that echinacea tends to retain hyaluronic acid in the eye. And if that is true, does it also retain the hyaluronic acid that's in the knee?
Ronald, I have no... have not read anything about hyaluronic acid levels going up with echinacea. News to me. I don't know if you maybe are confusing the term with another term, but hyaluronic acid obviously is an important part of our cartilage and that sort of thing. But I have seen nothing that would indicate that echinacea or anything in echinacea would have an effect on hyaluronic acid.
I'm asking if it retains the hyaluronic acid. Do you know if it does?
No data at all that I'm aware of.
No.
Question about echinacea, could I ask you?
Sure.
I was told that if a person was to take a regular echinacea for more than 6 weeks, they should take echinacea purpurea. Is that correct?
Well, there's been studies on both echinacea purpurea, which is the species that has the most research. Also, echinacea angustifolia would be kind of one and two. There's another species called pallida. I am not a fan. I'm going to probably shock a few listeners here. I am not a fan of taking echinacea on an ongoing basis. The way that echinacea has been shown to work best is that when you start to get sick, you take it, and it reduces symptoms. And you take it for about 10 days, maybe as much as 2 weeks at the most, and then you stop it. So it's something you should be keeping in your medicine cabinet. When you start to feel a cold coming on, go ahead and take it. As soon as your symptoms are done, stop it. It's not something that, according to the data that we have now, is really suited for ongoing supplementation. So that's my recommendation.
Actually, I have a question. Can you use lactobacillus the way you use echinacea for acute infection? Because if you want to look at improving immune function and fighting infection, lactobacillus has a whole lot better data than echinacea, really.
Well, yeah, the echinacea data certainly is mixed right now. I think we're talking apples and oranges because I look more at something like Lactobacillus rotari as more of an ongoing insurance policy, in other words, a prevention. So that would lend itself well to regular supplementation and reducing risk of a cold or maybe even a flu, possibly. Echinacea, the data that we have, which you're right, is mixed, does not lend itself well to saying take it on a regular basis.
Okay, thanks for that call, Ronald. Now, you talk about some of the probiotics, taking the Ruteri or the Acidophilus, I think is just a great way to fortify your intestinal system. Now, why do we constantly need it? Well, number one, we're losing a large part of our the bacteria in the fecal matter. You know, supposedly, over half the fecal matter is bacteria. So you're just getting rid of them all the time. And then what about the things that we eat that have preservatives? What do preservatives do? They kill bacteria and fungi. And what are Acidophilus? Bacteria. So when you're taking foods that may have been preserved with canned foods or certain things like that, you know, or drinking drinking beverages that may be preserved, you're actually possibly killing a lot of your good beneficial bacteria. And that's why it's important to replace them, aside from the fact that maybe you shouldn't drink that stuff or eat the foods that have a lot of preservatives in them.
Right. You should tell Don next time that he's making margaritas to add a little bit of probiotics, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay, well, you know.
Well, won't the alcohol in his drink kill those, too? Or maybe she'd do it after.
You know, we talked about B vitamins earlier. A lot of people also have you know, forgot that one of the important part about probiotics is that they help with our ability to produce B vitamins in the large intestine as well. So if you look at the list of health benefits from probiotics, boy, you could really argue that everybody would benefit from being on a good probiotic supplement.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. All right, let's say hello to Vera from Manhattan.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you wonderfully.
Okay, great. I have a mitral valve prolapse with mild regurgitation and a small amount of plaque in my carotid artery. Is there anything that can be taken to strengthen my valves? And also, is there something that can be done to reduce the plaque in my carotid artery?
Well, the carotid part is easier in the sense that a little bit of plaque doesn't really need to be reduced.
Okay.
Because it's not dangerous. The most mitral valves prolapses just go on forever and it doesn't matter. But there is a small proportion that does degenerate. And as far as I know, we don't know how to prevent that. It's the kind of thing that your doctor should listen to the heart murmur every year or so, maybe do an echocardiogram and, you know, follow it. But if it were degenerating, I'm not aware of anything that we know how to prevent that.
Now, he said because of the small amount of plaque in my carotid artery, that even though my cholesterol is great, 186, the HDL is 89, the LDL is 73, he said probably for me that's too high and maybe I should go on Lipitor.
Okay, I guess then the question becomes what is a small as opposed to a medium or large amount of plaque? And that has to be looked at individually and probably want to go to a neurologist and have them say how bad or not bad this is. Okay? Because truly small amount wouldn't matter. But he may not really mean small the way I'm thinking small.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for that call, Vera. All right, you hear that nice mellow music. That means we're coming to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilna Window. This is an ongoing saga. We've had about many, many, many episodes. I know, Dr. Brown, you haven't been here too often, so you don't know about the episodes we have. Okay, this portion of the Wilna Window has been brought to you by American Health, makers of the More Than a Multiple line of multivitamin supplements. Now new and improved. Original formula as well as a special men's and women's version. All American Health products now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 35% off list price. Dr. Don Brown, thank you for being our guest.
Arnie, Sam, Dr. Podell, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right, stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini and the Wilner Window. We'll be back again next Sunday. Special guest, John Casey, 2 o'clock next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists.